We're just about to kneel for the prayers, but very quickly, we gather together each Sunday and we pray. We make prayer a central part of what we do, both in the prayers of the people, but of course the Eucharistic prayer is at the heart of our liturgy. And so prayer comprises a central part of what we do when we gather. The prayers of the people are very structured and ordered, and I'm really thankful for that, because a lot of Sundays when I show up to church, I don't necessarily feel like praying for these different things. It doesn't come to my mind, or frankly, I'm just not up for it. But what the petitions that are given in the Book of Common Prayer do for us is they help us to order and focus our prayers. So what we do every week is we pray for the world, we pray for the church, we pray for our community, we pray for the mission of the church around the world, we pray for needs in our own midst. One question that Protestants usually ask me is, why do you pray for the dead? And come to the confirmation class and we'll spend more time on that. But essentially what we're doing is releasing those who have died into the hands of our merciful God, trusting that God will be merciful, and releasing them from our kind of control and care. And there's freedom in that, but also it comes with grief as well. So there's a part there. And there's also a part that I've kind of inserted into our prayers of the people for Thanksgiving. Thanksgiving is a very important kind of prayer. Paul writes to the Philippians, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. We leave space for silence in between each petition so that we can engage with the Lord around those given subjects, the things that are on our heart. It's always appropriate to verbalize things as well so that we as a congregation can agree with you as you pray, but it's not appropriate to spend more than, 5 seconds verbalizing something. If you want to give the sermon, you can go to seminary and we'll give you a shot at it, but the prayers of the people isn't the place for that. But I do want to encourage people to verbalize things that are on their heart just very briefly so we as a congregation can agree with you and affirm those petitions. So now let us kneel for the prayers of the people.
Let us pray for the whole state of Christ's church and the world. Almighty and ever-living God, in your holy word you have taught us to offer prayers and requests and to give thanks for all whom you have made. We appeal to your mercy, gracious Lord, that you might hear our prayer. Lord, in your mercy, inspire your universal church by your Spirit, granting that all who confess your holy name may agree in the truth of your holy word and live in unity and godly love. Lord, in your mercy, give grace, Heavenly Father, to all bishops, priests, and deacons, and especially to our Archbishop Foley, our Bishop Keith, and to our clergy and the faithful staff of our church, that by their life and teaching they may proclaim your true and life-giving word and rightly administer your holy sacraments. Lord, in your mercy, help us to fulfill your great commission, making disciples of all nations, teaching them to obey all that you have commanded. We pray especially for the Diocese of Sungani in Ghana, Good Shepherd Anglican Phoenix, Christ Church, Cave Creek, United Christ Church of India, Phoenix, New City, and Neighborhood Ministries. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
We ask you to rule the hearts of all who govern us, especially Barack, our president, and the members of Congress and our judges, that they may administer justice, govern wisely, and strive for the welfare and peace of the whole world. Lord, in your mercy, grant your heavenly grace to all people, especially these gathered here, that with meek and reverent hearts we may hear and trust your holy word, devoting our lives to your righteous service. Lord, in your mercy, we humbly ask you, gracious Lord, to comfort and strengthen all those who in this earthly life are in trouble, sorrow, need, sickness, or any other adversity. We pray for the brave first responders and the members of the armed forces serving our country here and abroad. We pray specifically for Jean, Joan, John, Joel, Samantha, Carolyn and Bill, Karen, Sharon, George and Hannah, and Benjamin. We lift up the individuals and families affected by the Oregon shooting. We also pray for a cultural shift in our country where human life is valued and protected for the most vulnerable. We pray for our brothers and sisters in Tanzania, Nigeria, Iraq, Syria, Iran, Pakistan, and other nations around the world who are targeted because of their love for you. Please bring revival among the nations, that your spirit would convict hearts, bring about a healthy fear of God, and grant repentance in order for Jesus to have his rightful place, and your good intentions for all people, places, and things would come to earth as it is in heaven. Please add your own petitions. Lord, in your mercy, we thank you, Lord, for all our many blessings. We thank you for your holy word, that through the endurance taught in the scriptures and the encouragement they provide, we might have hope. Please add your own thanksgivings. Lord, in your mercy, we bless your holy name for all your servants who departed this life in your faith and fear, praying you would grant us grace to follow their good examples, that with them we may partake in your heavenly kingdom. Lord, in your mercy,
grant these our prayers, O Father, for Jesus Christ's sake, our only mediator and advocate. Amen. And now we move into the confession of sin. And again, it's important that as a part of prayer, we're mindful of our own sin, our own shortcomings, the way that we fail to live as God intends us to live. And so we have time in our liturgy every week to do that. This is a radically countercultural act. Admitting fault is not something that's smiled upon in our culture, and you become very vulnerable when you admit fault. But this is a safe space for us to admit fault, to acknowledge need. So we give space for silence before we begin this prayer, that we can reflect on our own hearts. But again, notice the first person plural pronoun, we confess. We're confessing not only as individuals, but as a community. We all participate in systemic and structural sins, unwittingly or wittingly. And so there's time and space to confess that as well. Right after the confession, you'll hear the absolution. Jesus gave authority to his church to declare the forgiveness of sin. And so as an ordained minister, that's something I take very seriously and gives me a lot of joy. I'm not forgiving your sins, God is, but I'm assuring you of the forgiveness that God offers all who, to use the prayer book's language, truly and humbly repent. At that point, we exchange the peace. I extend the peace of the Lord to you, having been forgiven by the Lord, and you extend the peace of the Lord to me because I've been forgiven by the Lord. And so there's reciprocity there. We encourage each other. We remind each other of God's forgiveness. But then, importantly, we share the peace with one another. All too often, the peace becomes a time to chat it up with your friends and your neighbors. That's why we have coffee hour. So you can do that then. But remember that when we're made at peace with God, then the imperative is to make peace with one another. And so when you're exchanging the peace with your neighbor next to you in worship, then that neighbor becomes an icon of humanity. And we're called to be at peace with one another. Consistently in the Gospels and in Paul's letters, we're called to be at peace with one another. And so as we shake the hand and exchange the peace with those next to us in worship, they become icons, really, of humanity, that we are now called to make peace with those around us, having experienced peace with God. And so now let us confess our sins against God and our neighbor. Most merciful God, we confess that we have sinned against you in thought, word, and deed, by what we have done and by what we have left undone. We have not loved you with our whole heart. We have not loved our neighbors as ourselves. We are truly sorry, and we humbly repent. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, have mercy on us and forgive us, that we may delight in your will and walk in your ways to the glory of your name. Amen. Almighty God, have mercy on you, pardon and deliver you of your sins. confirm and strengthen you in all goodness, and bring you to everlasting life through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Please stand. And now may the peace of the Lord be always with you.